The Story of the Little Sardine for Young and Old, created by Georges Pélissier and Julien Darnis, a metal sculpture 3 meters tall by 85 centimeters wide by 2 centimeters thick, galvanized and painted silver. Once upon a time, a long time ago, maybe even longer than that, a little sardine, one of the daughters of the sardine from Marseille, you know, the one, according to legend, got stuck in the throat of the old port. Anyway, this little sardine, as silver as the sunny south, lost her way one fine day. Up and down she swam, all lost and distraught. And unawares, even though the water tasted different, she started swimming up the Rhone River. At this time, the old Rhone River was fast flowing, and the little sardine had to swim long and hard to make it upstream. A few days later, she arrived near Montélimar, all tired and wet. Well, at least she was used to that. But the little sardine was as hungry could be, and set off looking for a bite to eat. And so it was that she came across a soft little piece of nougat, which first she tasted and then devoured. The nougat was so good that the place so nice, the little sardine was persuaded to stay a while. Honey, egg whites, and almonds are the ingredients of nougat, which make it the perfect meal for a fish so small. Soft or hard, black or white, the little sardine tried them all. And so it was that little sardine ate her fill again and again. And thus she grew and grew as the years passed. The older she got, the fatter she became. And then one evening, comfortably full, she noticed a bottle carried along in the current. It was a bottle of Saint Joseph, the famous red wine of our region, that had been thrown away by some merrymakers from Thénermitage, a nearby town. And drinking from the bottle, the little sardine became drunk and died. As the years passed, the river silt covered her body. One day, work was being undertaken to improve navigation on the Rhone River. And that's how they discovered our little fat sardine. Well, her enormous skeleton. And ever since then, she is the pride and joy of the people of Montélimar, who are forever putting her on display to her adoring public. Hope you enjoyed the story.